Finishing up Periches with Mishnah Yud, and beginning Periches with which deals with Shechit and Mikveh, with Mishnah Aleph and Periches. Now, Mishnah Yud is a relatively simple Mishnah, and it's a review of basic concepts that we've had. Yeshmara Nigo LeKohen VeNischer. There's a person who can show his nega to a Kohen, and because of the timing of when he showed the nega to the Kohen, he's rewarded by being Tahar. V'yishmaru u'mafsid, and there's a person who shows the Kohen at the wrong time, unfortunately for him, and he loses out as a result. And the Mishnah now proceeds Ketzad. Mishu ha'yemuchlot. A person was muchlat, he had either had michio or pisoyon or shtei saros levanos, v'yohachul lehen simoni tuma. And in the interim, the simoni tuma went away, so he would be tahar. Lo hispik laharoso lekohen, achiporcha bekulho. And then he had a pricha. His whole body became filled with baharis. So, since this pricha took place since Al Pidin, the Kohen is the one who says Tahara Tameh. So, the last thing that the Kohen had done to him was Machlit him, so he was Tameh. So, since the pricha took place when he was in the state Midin of Tuma, so the pricha makes him Tahar. Even though, in terms of the Metzias, not the din, because the Kohen establishes the din. The Metzius was that the Simani Tumid had gone away, and he was Tahar. But he had a din of being Tomei, because the Kohen wasn't Mitar him. So the Pricha took place while he was Tomei, now he's Tahar. She'ilu Hera LeKohen, had he shown the Kohen that the Simonim had gone away, and the Kohen would have said that he's Tahar, and then the Pricha would have taken place, he would have been Tomei, Hoya Tomei. Beharis ve'en bo'klum. There's a Beharis and there's no simen tumah on the Beharis. Lo hispik laharoso lekohen at sheporcha bekulo tomei. He didn't get a chance to show the Beharis to the Kohen until he had a pricha over his entire body, and so. Beharis ve'ein bo klum. This is the Rav. Ein bo simin mitumni tumah. There's no simin of tumah. Al shepocha bekulo tomei klomar. Ton hezger. The tomei here is hezger, because the beharis ve'ein bo klum, the Kohen sees the beharis, so it requires that itself would require hezger, and he'd be tomei. Hezger is a tomei tumah also. So had he shown the Beharis to the Kohen would have said, you require Hezger, so you're Tomei. Remember the Kohen, the Mitzora Musker is not much different from the Mitzora Muchlat, except he doesn't require Frima and Fria. He doesn't have to have his hair unkempt and his clothes messed up, torn. So, had the Kohen seen the Beharis, he would have said he's Musker, that's a state of Tuma, and the Pricha afterwards would have made him Tahar, because it would be Pricha from a state of Tuma. But lo he speak laharos l'kohen at sheporcha b'kulo tomei. The Tomei here means, just like the Beharis to begin with, he'll be a Musker, he'll require Hezger. She'ilu hero l'kohen, had he shown the Kohen would have said, you're Musker, Hoya Tohar, the Pricha would have made him Tohar. That's the end of Periches, and the end of the very, very difficult concept of Mishnayos dealing with Pricha. Mishnah Aleph, Shchin and Hamikva. I'm going to read to you the Mari Nega. The Mari Kohen of the Baal Torah Yisrael is based upon the Rambam, but I think it's a little more concise and clearer than the Rambam what the Shechin and Mikveh is. So he says Shechin, Haynu Shenishchas Ha'or Ha'adam Ayidei Erish Shibagufo, some internal poison, some internal toxin, Habosher Biosamokom, in the skin in that place. Or Yedei Shaloka Biosamokom Bietso Be'evin. Or he was hit in that place with a stone, with a wood, with a eitz, with a stone, kiyotzibzem. V'nishcha sayidei hakozu or shalodam. And the skin was damaged there through the blow. V'nishchamein betivo. So Rashi uses in Chumash constantly that by nature the skin becomes hot, perhaps infected or hot. And michva hainu she nishcha sa'or shalodam ayidei she nichva be'esh. It's burned with fire, or begacheles, or bebarz maluban, or a hot piece of metal, or beremetz with an ash, or shenich veberoskin was burnt with boiling water, or koldover shenischamim beesh, anything that was heated by fire, shehuver bidei adam that was set by a human being, that type of fire, as opposed to, let's say, the chamei tiveria. So shtei ele calls man shehim michvis trios. This is the important thing. Both the michvah and the shchid, and we'll see in this our perek that they're not mitzdorei, but they're very similar to each other, and they might differ essentially in the cause of the wound. But as long as they're michvos trios, as long as they're raw fresh wounds, nikroim mordim. We had this word mordim in the previous chapters. As long as they're mordim, as long as they're raw wounds, it's not shaykh for them to be in parsha of tumis negoim at all. Similarly, when they're completely healed, avshen nasim mekomim selekes, even if there's a scar where they were. They're not in the parsha of tumas shchin and mikveh. Afilu hachi nege shenolad sham dinu kasher nige basher lecholdino. So in the case of a tzalekes, in the case where there's a complete healing and there's a scar, so then if a beheris would appear there, then he's susceptible to the laws of beheris of nige or basher like any other person. Now, in the intermediate case, you have the raw wound, and you have the healed wound, and the healed wound includes the wound with the scar. Amnam kashi yischilu lisrapos, in beginning stages of healing, v'nase alehem klipa kaklipa sashum, and there's a membrane that forms over them, a scab or membrane, as thin as the peel of a garlic, im nolad al klipizu kesem b'yechem mishmona mini maros lovan that were mentioned above hanal. If then there's a spot the size of a gris from the four types, he mentions eight because it's the four types and their admixtures of red that are mentioned above, omitzu refeim, or for combinations or their combinations, zehu hanikra nige shchinu michve. This is the Nige Shchin Umichve. So Nige Shchin Umichve involves a Beheres, a white spot, a Beheres that forms over the membrane, this Klipas Hashum, this membrane that's part of the healing process. Now, the Mishnah Aleph says, Hashchin V'Hamichve. When you have the Shchin Umichve, mitamim b'shua achas, which means when they've gotten the membrane, that's the beginning of the healing process, and a beheris forms on that membrane, beheris kagris, so they're mitamim b'shua achas. Their musker, when the kohen sees that beheris, he's mazgir the person with this wound with the beheris on top for 1 week. But no more than 1 week. If the beheris doesn't spread after that 1 week, he's tohar. B'shnei simonim, or if the beheris gets two simonim, b'sir lovin u'b'pisoyim. The two simonim that apply to the beheris in the case of mikveh and shchin again, are the black hairs turn, two black hairs turn white, or a spreading of the beharis. After the first week, the beharis spreads, he's tummy mukhlat, he's mukhlat. He doesn't get 2 weeks, just 1 week. Michya doesn't apply over here, because michya is completely whole skin, healthy skin, and we're dealing here with just the membrane. The whole tumah of mikven shrin is the first initial healing process stage of this burn or this wound to the raw wound to the skin. So, and the Mishnah says, "Ezahu ashrin, what is shrin? Lo could be aid, so be even. He was hit by wood or with the stone." Or begefis, gefis is the pisolus of zesim, which apparently the chaff from the zesim generates heat. It self generates heat. Or be metaveria, or the metaveria also is not it's not a told of a fire started by human beings. It's from volcanic activity under the earth. Metaveria, so that's shchin. Kol she'enu machmes o esh. Anything that's not because of an esh, it's made by a human being, zuhu shchin. Ezo hi michve. Michve begacheles. Oberemetz. If he was burnt with a coal or with a hot ash, hot ember. Kol shehu, hot ash actually. I guess an ember is a coal. Oberemetz with a hot ash. Kol shehu machmes o esh. Anything which is because of a fire, or a told of fire, zuhi mikveh. This is the mikveh, and again, the way the tumah manifests itself again is with the baharis that appears on top of this mikveh in its initial healing stage, where there's a krum, a membrane, the size, the thickness of a, which is very thin, the thickness of a, the peel of a garlic, which over the shrin or the mikveh. This is Mishnah Aleph.